My dearly beloved in Christ, you know that Advent is a season of penance, of mortification, as a preparation for the celebration of our Lord's birth. And Holy Mother Church holds up to us during Advent as a model, St. John the Baptist. So we have reference to St. John the Baptist in today's gospel, as we will in the next two Sundays as well. And St. John the Baptist was a very ascetic person. He lived a very penitential life. First of all, at a young age, he went off and lived like a hermit in the desert. And it says that he wore a garment made of the skin of camel's hair. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Does not sound like a very appetizing menu. But he lived this very penitential life to prepare for his mission, which was to announce the coming of the Redeemer into the world. Of course, our Lord had already come, but I mean to prepare for our Lord's public life. And in today's gospel, we have words of our Lord speaking of his precursor, and our Lord uses what we might say satire. So he says, "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind?" Which means someone who is very up and down, not solid and firm in his decision-making, I guess you could say. And St. John the Baptist was just the opposite. Remember, he publicly condemned Herod for his adultery, and as a result, he was put in prison and eventually beheaded for his firmness, his courage, in holding up the truth. So our Lord says, "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, those who wear soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall make ready thy way before thee.'" So our Lord greatly praised St. John for his asceticism, his penitence, and that is what drew people to him. They knew that he lived what he preached. He practiced what he preached. He lived a very mortified and penitential life. And in fact, if we read the lives of the saints, we find that all of them lived lives of self-denial and penance. They took our Lord's words to heart. And remember what our Lord said, "If thou wilt be my disciple, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me." Well, what does it mean to deny oneself? It means to go against the inclinations of our fallen human nature and to practice mortification or penance. And I want to read in this regard to you a section from the Roman Breviary on the life of St. Francis Xavier. Now, we just had his feast day a few days ago. St. Francis Xavier lived in the 16th century, and he was the great apostle to the Far East. I think it was 1540 when he first went to India, and from there went to all of these other countries in the Far East. He only was 46 years old when he died, after 11 years as a missionary, and yet in that time, it is said that he personally baptized 1,200,000 pagans, converts. 1.2 million in 11 years. He had the gift of tongues. He could speak in his own tongue and they would understand him. He also was able to pick up and learn, after just a couple days' effort, the languages of the people. Again, it was a miraculous gift given to him to spread the faith. But this is what it says about his early life. "He became the companion and disciple of Saint Ignatius at Paris. Under this master, he soon arrived at so sublime a contemplation of divine things as to be sometimes raised above the ground, which occasionally happened to him while saying Mass before crowds of people. He had merited these spiritual delights by his severe mortifications of the body, for he never allowed himself either flesh meat or wine or even wheaten bread, but ate only the coarsest food. He often abstained for the space of 2 or 3 days from every sort of nourishment. He scourged himself so severely with disciplines, to which were fastened pieces of iron, as to be frequently covered with blood. He slept, lying on the ground, and only for a very short time. It is just incredible to read this about the saints. And this brings out what Saint Francis de Sales says about the saints. He says they are to be admired, not imitated. He means in regards to these severe penances that many of the saints performed. We think to ourselves, I couldn't do that. How could they do something so difficult? And more importantly, why did they do it? Why did they practice penance? Well, we had the words of our Lord, deny thyself. But also because they recognized that they had a fallen human nature. And by mortification and penance, they gained control of their passions. They gained the dominion over their fallen human nature so that they would act by reason and enlightened by grace rather than by the motivation or the inclinations of fallen nature. That's one important reason why they did it. Also because they loved our Lord and they meditated upon what he suffered. And they wanted to earn graces for the conversion of sinners, for souls, to atone for their own sins. But again, especially to help them suppress and gain control over temptation, over their fallen nature. And in fact, you can't read the life of any saint who did not practice self-denial if it is an authentic life of a saint. Sometimes you can pick up a book on a saint that says only talks about the nice things and presents a very flowery idea of a saint. But the saints mortified themselves. They practiced penance. So that is what Holy Mother Church is asking us to do, especially during the penitential seasons of Advent and Lent. Do you remember the words of our Lord? Unless you do penance, you shall perish. But we don't like to do penance. So Holy Mother Church, as a good mother, makes us do penance by having us abstain from meat on Friday in honor of our Lord's Passion. And also certain days of the year we have fast, especially during Lent, to cut back on the amount of food, to mortify ourselves. And we have those coming up, not this week, but next week, we have Ember Days. But we should, in addition to being obedient to the laws of the church, we should also take upon ourselves mortifications, penitential practices. Now, what can you do? You think about, you hear about St. Francis Xavier and say, well, there's no way I could do that. It seems inhuman. But what can you do? There are so many things you could do that don't endanger your health, but are good penance if you just think about it. There are dozens of things you could come up with. Think about the fact that people like to spend time on social media. You could give that up for Advent. Why not? It might be hard. It's a good penance. It is something that you could do. So penitential practices are anything that goes against what we want. And there's not just the physical type, like giving up sweets, desserts, things of that nature, mortifying our palate, other types of physical mortification, but they're also mortifying the will, going against what we want to do, going against our inclinations as a sacrifice. You know, we live in an age where we enjoy so many inventions, so many advances of inventions of mankind that are incredible. Think of the electric light. We don't think about it, we take it for granted. You walk into a room in your house, it's dark, you just flip on the switch. You have electric light. But we've only had that for about 150 years. Think of people who lived before that time that have to have candles or a lamp, some kind of oil lamp as they went around their house, especially in the wintertime when it's dark for so much of the evening. So we take a lot of things for granted. I think of something like the washing machine. Think of how women did the laundry before there were electric washing machines, by hand, with a washboard, for hours. People used to have a laborious life From the time they got up until late in the day, 6 days a week, they had to work hard for their sustenance, for their needs. But we are so blessed with the conveniences. But the flip side of that is that it makes us soft. It makes us hesitant or unwilling to do anything that's difficult, anything that's hard. But we need to if we want to save our souls. Our Lord said again, unless you do penance, you shall perish. And he also said, if thou wilt be my disciple, deny thyself, take up thy cross and follow me. So we need to practice this self-denial to get to heaven, but especially during seasons like this of Advent and Lent. So we have just about 2.5 weeks left of Advent. Let us make certain that we practice real penance. We do something that's hard, that we look up to the saints like Saint John the Baptist, who prepared the way for our Lord's public life. May he help us prepare for the celebration of our Lord's birth into our heart by preparing the way through death to self and self-denial. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.